Head coach Tom Ceratori now with us outside the Beaver bench. Tom, congratulations on a wildly entertaining and eventful win for you guys.
Thanks a lot, Schultze.
You guys have had your back to the wall for so long. How relieved are you right now?
You know what? There's no question. I mean, that's it's a big monkey off our back right here. I mean, I just told the guys, you know what? From November 22nd, I might be wrong a day or two, but at November 22nd, we were kind of left for dead with a six-game losing streak within our league. Quite honestly, at that particular time, Schultze, it was almost established who the top three teams are going to be in our league, and it was just gonna, it was pretty difficult at that time to surpass them. And again, we were sitting at two and six, you know, and it wasn't easy. And then we go to Anchorage and we get two ties, and now you're 2-6-2. I mean, we play everything out. It was a very difficult road for our guys. We had the toughest schedule in the league when we had to take on the top teams, Bowling Green, Mankato, and Tech. We had to play 12 games against them. We were the only teams, and actually four more against Northern, if you want to factor in. Besides us, we were the next four teams. That's 16 games. So we got thrown the most difficult schedule in the league, but our guys responded with home ice, and that takes a lot of character. We also had an unbelievably difficult month of February, which February is the most difficult grind for any team, and we had six of our eight games on the road, back-to-back to the UP, to Big Rapids, Michigan. I mean, those were their nightmare trips, and we've responded out of that. So when you factor all those things in, plus we got some injuries, you know, so you factor all those things in, it's pretty sweet, Schultze, it really is, and I'm proud of our guys.
Well, and you guys have turned the Sanford Center into home ice advantage. I mean, you've had some trouble in the past getting consistent wins here, but this year you've been obviously very successful at home.
Well, again, it's been great. It's great to get that back. Bess, and I agree with you. You have to be good at home. You have to be, and our guys have really played well at home, and it's a testament to their character, their hard work, and I'm so happy for our fans as well. The tough year last year, you know, but they stuck by us, and our guys responded like champions. And they showed a lot of resiliency this year.
You can't play from behind to anybody, but certainly as deep as Mankato is, you can't play from behind to them. How important was three quick ones there for you?
Well, unbelievable, Schultz. Again, it doesn't happen. That just doesn't happen in this era of college hockey. And it just doesn't happen. And.
Well, you knew they weren't going to go away. They get two, and it's a one-goal game again. A pretty big goal there on a great individual effort by Nate Arntz.
Yeah, it was a big goal by Nate there, and we needed that because when it's 3-2, all the momentum goes to those guys, and, I mean, who knows? So there was a big relief on our bench. You could sense it, and, again, from there on, again, we kind of gained our composure back, I thought.
You guys haven't been able to breathe easy for the last 2 months. What's it going to be like coaching tomorrow where you can breathe easy?
You know what, Schultze, you're right. It's hard to breathe easy, but then there's something else tomorrow. I mean, there's always something. And you probably put so much – we probably put too much internal pressure on ourselves, but that's just the way it goes. And we want to win bad tomorrow. We want to win bad tomorrow. I just hope that we just don't get a little complacent and realize where we're at. But it'd be nothing – you know, it'd be the number two team in the country. And it'd be nice to win the series against these guys. It's 2-2 right now, so I'd like to win the 3 out of 5 against them too. You know, and there's a lot at stake for those guys. Tech wins tonight. There's a lot on the line right now.
Well, we talked almost at nauseam, I think, for our fans sometimes about that winless streak and how well you were playing during it. And I just think it's a testament, Tom. I mean, you stayed the course, and you just had that feeling things were going to turn around for you. You were playing too good not for it to turn around and for the puck to go your way and for the wins to start to come.
I agree with you, Bish. When you do the right thing, when you have a great work ethic and you play the right way, and we weren't getting the results. We did stay the course, and then we got some puck luck. We started winning some games. And then, the second half of the year, there was a couple of those games where we probably should have lost, but we found ways to win or tie. So then it goes the other way a little bit. It's amazing. As Bob Peters always said, the pizza's round. And Coach always said that, and he's right.
To all of the fans who are in their cars driving home listening to the postgame show here, what do you have to say about them? As busy of a hockey weekend as it is in Bemidji, and this place had almost a full house tonight.
Well, it's just, again, a testament to our fans, and thank you for being here. And And again, we're going to have a better crowd tomorrow. A lot of people will be coming back from the Twin Cities. So, no, it was just a great night overall. Again, we had, obviously, again, unbelievable fan support like we always do. Our kids played well. Again, they beat the number two team in the country. They secured home ice. It was just a wonderful night for Beaver hockey, guys.
Go enjoy it, Tom.
Thank you.
Tom Ceratore, head coach of the Beavers here on the Paul Bunning Communications postgame show.